Hello, 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 and welcome to Conversations with Ball Girl. I am your host, Lorraine Williams, your redefining beauty consultant, and it's story time again. First, let me just say this. My allergies are on 15, so if I sound nasal, if I sound congested, it's true, I am. But the show goes on, right? So again, it's story time. So going on almost 4 years ago, we purchased a new home. And one of the perks or one of the things I was most excited about was that I would have my own closet. So Calvin and I have been together almost 30 years, and we've always shared a closet till almost 4 years ago. And our closet was never large enough or had the capacity to house both of our things. Okay. It was always a mess. It was always busting over with stuff because we both like to shop, right? And so, whatever, we moved here. He had his closet, I had mine. He's a Marine. His looks, you know, pristine, and mine looks whatever, not as pristine, but whatever. And so, 2 years ago, Kyra, my youngest, moved out, got her own apartment. Praise God. We need to take a pause and give God the praise. Hallelujah. But anyway, let me get serious. Okay. So she moved out and I decided that I would use her room as my dressing room / closet. It would provide more room for me to, you know, unpack and do whatever I needed to do with all my things, because my closet wasn't housing them all. And then also it would allow my husband, who has this sneaker problem, to have a place to house all his sneakers. So it was like a win-win for everyone, right? So I went through all of my things and I began to put them in the room. I set the room up. I got a couple new chest of drawers, couple dressers, had a closet in the room because it was a bedroom. I bought a clothing rack and I was like, I'm only going to put things in the room that has a place, right? Everything was going to have a place. Everything had a purpose. I had some shelves, places for my purses, my pocketbooks, all of that, shoes, everything had a place. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great, right? So I purged. I got rid of some things that I hadn't used. Like when we moved here, the rule was if we hadn't used it or touched it in a year, it could not come to our new house. So I used the same principle going into my new closet dressing room, right? Excuse me. So I began to set the room up and put everything where it belonged. And I was excited, right? Because it was nice. It had, you know, the mirrors. I had a TV in there. I had my vanity for, you know, my makeup. Everything had a place and a purpose, right? And so I'm about to TMI, y'all. So just go with me because, you know, we cool. I said I would always be real with you, and I'm going to be real with you. So my panty drawer is always a lot, right? Before the dressing room, I would be stuffing them in there. Like I always buy panties. Like it's always this thing. And if you're female, you understand. It's always, we just buy panties, right? So I buy a lot of panties, right? So the problem is that, excuse me, I don't purge them as often as I should, right? So when there are panties in there for years, right? And so when I was in my prime, when I was, and I'm talking about exercise and health-wise, when I was in my best shape ever, I had dropped down, I don't want to say best, but whatever. When I had dropped down to a size 6. And so, you know, the size, if I'm a size 6, my panties are considerably smaller, okay, than what they are today. Well, why do I still have some of those, right? And so I'm going in my dressing room now. I have, shame to say, I have 3 drawers stuffed, filled to capacity, like overflowing with panties, right? But I don't even have a sock drawer. What's the issue with that? Now, I know some of you don't wear socks, but I do wear socks because I wear sneakers as well. And so I had to buy myself a something to put my socks in. It's real cute. It fits into the room aesthetics. But the point is, I could clean out one of them drawers because I have underwear that just doesn't need to be there anymore, size-wise. I have size for always from a size six to way bigger. we not on that page yet, but they're, you know, considerably a large size of them. I even have the panties that I wore on my wedding day. Why do I still have them? I don't know. I've never worn them again. They're just very sentimental. And I'm like, I'm never going to get rid of them. And so I began to look through all the other things in my dressing room, because as of today, it is full again to capacity. And I'm like, it's been a little less than 2 years when I had this room set up and everything had a place and everything, you know, had purpose and everything, you know, was where it was supposed to be. And now it doesn't. When I wash my clothes now and I fold them, I'm struggling to find places to put t-shirts and, you know, workout gear and sweatshirts or dress pants. Like the clothing rack is stuffed to capacity. It's, if you could see it, and I won't show you because I'm ashamed. Yes, I am. The closet is full to capacity. Like, stuff is just spilling over again. And I'm like, okay, what happened? You purged. You got rid of stuff. But did I really purge? And here is kind of the point of where I'm going with this story today. Sometimes we keep things way past this expiration date. Like in my room, in this dressing room, I had some Excedrin. I was looking for this Excedrin because I used to have headaches often. And I knew I had the Excedrin in there. I saw the Excedrin often because it had a place, right? So this particular day, I had a headache and I hadn't had one in a while that required an Excedrin. So I go, I get the Excedrin and I turn it over and it had expired. It had expired in 2021. Y'all, it's 2024. Why is it still there? And that's the question. Like, why do we hold on to things? Like, I know some of you are like, girl, that's not a lie. But the issue is that I'm talking about clothes, but the real point I'm talking about is holding on to things, holding on to places, holding on to people, relationships, well beyond the expiration date, well beyond that thing or person, well beyond them, the time or place it should be. What am I saying? We need to learn how to say goodbye to some things. We need to learn how to say goodbye to some places. We need to learn how to say goodbye to some things. We hoard and hold on to things based on memories, based on what it used to make us feel like, what it used to serve us. These things no longer serve us. These people no longer serve that purpose for us, but we hold on to them, wishing and hoping for something that is long gone. And it made me think, what are some of the other things in my life that need to be purged? What are some of the other things that need to be purged? And I challenge you today to go and check, you know, look at yourself and determine what things, what places, what people, what relationships are no longer serving, no longer bearing fruit in your life that need to be purged. And really think about, why is it still there? What purpose is it serving? Is it just sitting, taking up place? Like I said, I can't even add anything in my room. When I add something, I buy something for myself, I have nowhere to put it. There's nowhere for it to go because I haven't made room. What blessings are we blocking because we haven't made room for the new? I challenge you today to make room for the new. Make room for God to bless you with the new, with the things that you really need, the things that you really want, by removing some of those things that simply no longer serve you. Wow, let's just let that sit for a second. Everything will be okay. We just have to learn how to be okay with letting seasons pass and allowing new things to come. So I look forward to hearing from you. Let me know what you purging. Let me know if this makes sense to you. You can always reach me at conversationswithballgirl@gmail.com. I love hearing from you. And I said conversationswithballgirl@gmail.com. Yes, I did. Again, just take the time to do what you need to do for you. Purge the old to allow room for the new. And I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, go and be great.